The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
Christ is my rock, my refuge, my stronghold. Firm as the tree roots that clutches the ground. He who has faith builds without worry, unlike the man who builds upon sand. I set my house on a solid foundation. Christ is my rock, the root of my soul's recreation. Amen?
Amen.
God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. My dear friends in Christ, after God created the world and everything in it, he created man and provided with man all that man needs in order to sustain himself. But he did not stop. He also gave us Jesus as the bread of life in order to sustain our spiritual life. Because we know that every human person is made up of two things, the physical and the spiritual. The physical, the body, the spiritual, the soul. So today, the church presents to us Jesus, the bread of life. And the church is inviting all of us to believe in Jesus as the bread of life, and also to partake in this bread of life, because that is the only thing that will sustain us spiritually until we return back to God and share in the divinity of God. Because we know, all of us, we came from God and we will return back to him. So we are on a journey. And what will sustain us
in order to get to a destination is this bread of life. The gospel of today, Jesus presents himself as the bread of life. But in the first reading, we heard the prefiguration of this bread of life, how this bread will sustain us. And we read in the first reading about Elijah. Now, for us to really understand what happened to Elijah, in Israel at the time, they had drought for 3 years. There was no rain. And they tried to do whatever they could so that the rain would fall. There was no rain. And during that time, Elijah was a prophet. Elijah now said, the people should gather together. Let us challenge themselves so that they will not know the real God. So Ahab, who was the king, gathered his prophets, the prophets of Baal. They were about 450 in number. And Elijah said, let us bring together a burnt offering and allow the prophets of Baal to call their God and also allow him to call his own God. That whichever God answers by fire, then the whole people of Israel will now see that God as the living God. The prophets of Baal, they brought the burnt offering, put everything together, and they called their God from morning till evening. Their God did not answer. In the case of Elijah, Elijah told them, now take water and pour on this burnt offering, which they did. Elijah prayed, and the living God answered by consuming those items. And because of that, Elijah said, now they have seen that Almighty God is a living God. And he said, for them to believe in this Almighty God, that all the prophets of Baal will come together and will be eliminated. So they were all killed. After this, that same evening, there was rain in the whole country of Israel. Now Jezebel, the wife of the king, became angry. So he wanted to eliminate Elijah. So Elijah had to run for his life. Elijah ran and went to the high mountain. Over there he prayed, oh God, I am tired, take away my life. That night, God sent an angel to bring cake and water for Elijah. When Elijah woke up, he saw the cake beside him, he saw the water, he ate the cake, drank the water, and he had the energy to continue his traveling because he was going to Mount Horeb. So what he ate gave him energy and sustained him. He was able to travel for 40 days and 40 nights. So today's first reading is a prefiguration of the Holy Eucharist, the bread of life. The reading reminds us how God sustains us. The reading reminds us that at the moments that we are low, if we eat the body and blood of Christ, he will keep sustaining us. In the second reading, St. Paul reminds us that if we believe in Jesus, the bread of life, we have to imitate him. Jesus has to be our model. And St. Paul reminded us that Jesus came and gave his life in order to save us. Therefore, those of us who love Jesus, we have to learn how to give our lives. And one of the ways that we can give our life is by forgiving others, by being patient with people, by loving others, by making sure that we live in unity. In the gospel of today, Jesus presents himself as the bread of life. And we heard, before Jesus started this teaching, When he told the people, oh, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. Before this, remember, 2 Sundays ago, we read on how Jesus fed the people with 5,000, the 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And after this miracle, people started following Jesus. They saw him as one who has come to feed them, as one who has come to provide food for them. When Jesus saw that people are now beginning to come closer, he now started to teach that he is the bread of life. And when he taught this, the people started to murmur. Jesus did not change the doctrine because of the murmuring of the people. He remained resolute because he knew what he was teaching them. And he told them, if you believe in this bread, and if you partake in this bread, you will have eternal life. And the bread of life that Jesus was talking about is the Eucharist. That is what we partake in every day we gather to celebrate the Mass. So today Jesus reminds us that when we eat the Holy Eucharist, we are eating him. So we have to believe that Jesus is right there present in the Holy Eucharist. And we can show that we believe that Jesus is in the Eucharist by the way we reverence the Holy Eucharist. So, the Holy Eucharist is not just cookie. No, it is body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And if we believe in this, that is when we can experience the effects of the Holy Eucharist. If we do not believe, we will never experience that effect. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray for the grace of God to believe that in Jesus, in the Eucharist, Jesus is right there present. And also to believe that the more we eat this Eucharist, the more he sustains us. And if we have not been partaking in this body and blood, it is a time for us to return back to him, to fix whatever is holding us back, and start eating the body and blood of Christ. May his words continue to enlighten us. May he continue to transform us. And may we appreciate what God has given to us by giving us his body.